AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH, newsletter time is 8:21. Third Thursday of the month means our Greenwich Real Estate Report. Joining me on the line, Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors, and GAR 2021 President John McAtee. Stacy, John, good morning to both of you. Welcome. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Tony.
Well, Tony.
All right. Well, give us some of the numbers for the month of November.
All right. So November was another pretty consistent month in the grand scheme of the Greenwich market. So we saw 52 single-family residential closings during November 2021. That's compared to 92 closings last November 2020, which, as we know, 2020 as an entire year was quite an anomaly. So the comparison there is not apples to apples. But when we look at the median sale price, for this this November increased to just over $2.3 million, and that's an increase from just over $1.9 million. In 2020. The average days on market was 88 days, and that is a decrease, a much faster moving market than it was in November 2020 when there were 200 days on market average for the sales reported that month. So the market is definitely still moving very quickly. For condos and co-ops, we saw 17 condo and co-op residential closings. That's consistent with where it was last year, so still a decent amount of activity going on in the condo sector. And the median sale price increased to just over $1.2 million from the median sale price in November 2020, which was $640,000. Days on market also moving faster for condos and co-ops, around 113 days on average, as compared to 171 days in November 2020. And as of close of business yesterday, we're looking at 66 pending single-family homes and 14 condo and co-op pending sales.
Okay. Stacy, do you know if the 52 in November kind of is normal for pre-pandemic or pre-2020 numbers? Do you have any comparison to 2019, for example, in November?
Yeah, so it's still it's actually still higher on average than like 2019 all the way back through 2013, for example. That's what I have in front of me right now. Mm-hmm. That average was really around, I'd say, between like 43 and 45 for each month, maybe even slightly lower. So November, I mean, of this year is still very strong relative to historical numbers for the month.
Okay. John, what's your analysis telling you?
Well, I think, you know, Stacy's right. We're trying to compare everything to 2020, which was, you know, our record to date year. And, you know, with the transactions that were off in November, you still look at Riverside and Old Greenwich, and they actually had the same number of transactions this month as to November of 2020, with 10 and 11 respectively. So the certain segments of the market, if there's enough inventory, the demand is clearly there. That brings us through November to 929 transactions. And that is 155 more houses that had closed compared to through November of 2020. That's a 20% increase. And that 929 already surpasses the record-breaking 2020 year-end numbers of 873. So as of November, we were already 7.5% above into these new record numbers. Dollar volume for November was at 150, and similarly, it was off compared to last year, but $150 million for November is significantly higher than the historical trend, which could be anywhere between 50 and maybe upwards of 100. And the real number is year-to-date is the $2.75 billion of transactions that have taken place through November. That's 34% increase compared to this time last year, and already surpasses year-end numbers of $2.3 billion for 2020. That's a 20% increase. And just quickly looking here at sales through December already, there have been 42 transactions month to date, and that will obviously increase that. That brings that quick calculation to 971 transactions. That's, you know, upwards of 12.5% increase over the end of last year. And in that 42 sales for December, and we haven't reported on that yet, we actually had our largest transaction of the year, which was a waterfront property that sold for $50 million. So the market is clearly still very healthy, and you know, we expect this to continue right through the new year into 2022.
I mean, traditionally, John, do you see a lot of transactions between now? I mean, here we are on the 16th, so we've got 2 weeks to go, Christmas next week, New Year's after that. Does things kind of deaden the last couple weeks, or are there still things happening?
Well, I think the negotiations have deadened. So if you look at the year or the monthly pending numbers, they're off. It's the least number of new pendings in a month that we've seen. But that really is inventory related. It also is, as we talked about in the past, that we're getting into this, back into this canter, this cyclical nature of what typically happens during the holiday season. That said, there are already always certain motivations to have year-end closings, and certainly with some of the broader national tax discussions that had stimulated some thoughts, whether or not that actually has material effect to be determined. But we will expect a number of closings to take place between now and year end. I think the real question is, at 971 right now, will we hit that magic number of 1,000 transactions? And can we get to $3 billion worth of dollar volume? And we're going to be close on the transactions, and we're probably going to fall slightly shy on the dollar volume.
And are those unprecedented numbers, John, for a year?
Those are unprecedented. I mean, you know, we're looking back of 20 years of data. We've seen, you know, high markets certainly in the early mid 2000s, and these far surpassed, last year far surpassed those numbers. And, you know, we could be, you know, on unit volume close to 15% over 2020, and dollar volume 25% above that.
Right. All right, Stacy, it looks like your transition of power for the Association of Realtors. You're kicking John to the curb, is that right?
Never.
Never.
No, John is always invited to come back. We've got the 2022 president stepping up to the plate, Brian Tunney. He's with Sotheby's Realty. He has been on the board for a long time, so he is well-suited for the job, and we look forward to welcoming him on the radio show starting in January.
All right. He's got big shoes to fill, John, right?
Well, he's well-equipped. He's a great guy. He's been working hard. He's been involved in, you know, I'm president only by title. This board and leadership in the association is unique, and it's got a lot of depth to it. And Brian's going to do a fantastic job, and he'll be with you next month on a big report of December, fourth quarter, and what the year-end record-breaking finale will prove to be.
Fantastic. John, I want to thank you for your time this morning. Standing invitation, of course. And you were actually, it's generally 1 year, right? Stacy, John was there for 2 years, was he not?
3 years, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the normal appointment is for 1 year, but it can be renewed. So
okay.
John was very well liked by his board and peers, so he was a great person to get us through these past 3 years.
And John will humbly say nobody else wanted the job, right, John?
I tried.
Yeah, all right.
No, but Tony, thank you, and to you and your listeners, I wish you all the best of luck, and I'm on standby if need be to fill in, and wishing everybody Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Same to you both. Thanks very much, John and Stacy. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Look forward to Brian Tunney in 2022 with Stacy on the report. And John, thanks very much for your time. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Tony. Happy New Year.
Thank you. That's our Greenwich Real Estate Report. Third.